The man responsible for the look of a classic film has died. Walter Lasalle was a cinematographer for Zorba the Greek and won an Oscar for that. He died on a Greek island, Crete, at the age of 90, after a life of traveling the world telling epic stories. Joanna Kakissis reports on the man and his work.
Walter Lasalle was born in Berlin in 1926 to an engineer father who made industrial films. In a 2004 interview, he recalled how his father animated the film reels by hand.
And occasionally at, you know, age about 6 or 7 or 8, I was allowed to help by cranking the handle or whatever.
Then the Nazis came for his family, who were Christians with Jewish heritage.
For Hitler, of course, Jewishness wasn't a religion, it was a race. So if your grandmother was Jewish, then you were Jewish. So that was that.
Lasalle's family fled to Britain in 1939. The young refugee grew up to be a sought-after cameraman. He shot documentaries about jazz in London, then moved on to feature films around the world. In 1955, he flew to Athens to meet Cypriot director Michalis Kakoyannis and his crew.
They were expecting, I think, some sort of English gentleman. And I can still remember they all stared at me like that. That boy is going to photograph a movie.
He went on to make 6 films with Kakoyannis, most famously a 1964 epic about a larger-than-life Greek.
Anthony Quinn, in the role he was born to play, Zorba the Greek.
Zorba became a legend, and Lasalle won an Oscar.
The winner is Walter Lasalle for Zorba the Greek.
Hey, you laugh!
He chose a beach on Crete for the famous closing dance scene. Lasalle lived his last years near that beach and gave his Oscar to a local taverna. His neighbors called him Walter the Greek. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.